There's a still more important aspect to this version of NAFTA, which kind of explains, I think, the hysteria about it. It's a tremendous attack against democracy, and that's also recognized. You read over and over again that the point of NAFTA is to lock Mexico in to the current reforms, as they are called. That is, the policies of opening up the economy, which have brought about the Mexican economic miracle, in which, incidentally, wages have dropped about 60% over the past decade, and the share of labor in income has dropped from about 36% to 23%. That's a typical reaction, a consequence of structural adjustment, economic liberalization, and so on. And it's necessary to lock that in for Mexico for reasons which, in fact, were described in a high-level Latin American strategy conference in Washington a couple of years ago, which discussed the special relationship between the United States and Mexico and found it extraordinarily positive, completely untroubled by endemic torture and murder of union leaders and the great decline in real wages, starvation, and so on. So the relationship was fine, but there was a cloud on the horizon, and that was this. A democracy opening in Mexico could test the special relationship by bringing into office a government more interested in challenging the United States on economic and nationalist grounds. In other words, you can't be sure that there might not be a democracy opening in Mexico. And if you have a democracy opening, maybe the rabble will start to express their views and interests, and they may challenge this nice arrangement, and then we'd really be in trouble. So therefore, you better lock it in with agreements of roughly the status of a treaty, which are going to be hard to break out of. Incidentally, the same comment holds of the United States and Canada. There have been great achievements by corporate power, increasingly transnational power, in beating down wages and benefits and welfare and converting the state to a kind of a welfare system for the rich even more than before. And it's very important to lock all that stuff in case there might be a democracy opening here too someday. And the fear over such a democracy opening is exactly what inspired all of this hysteria about the labor movement daring to petition its representatives and so on.